Dale Creek Jewelry Designs.
Hey, is Samantha available?
This is Samantha.
Hey, it's Dustin.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How'd you do last Friday with that diamond?
Customer decided to go with the lab.
Oh, my God. Did you guys show them the lab?
They requested to see one. So what are we going to do? Tell them now.
Isn't that crazy to think that they go from, like, a $60,000 budget to a $400 budget?
Well, our budget was 60. Their budget, that's the thing. I feel like we were very misled. Hold on. Let me close my office door.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we were really misled on this because they told us the girl came in originally with her mom, and they sat down with our sales associate, and they were like, yeah, the budget's like $100,000 with the ring and everything. Like, we, you know, we're very aware that this is about how much we're going to have to spend. And then he came in with them on Saturday, and he looked at our sales associate, and he looks at his soon-to-be fiance, and he goes, I can't afford that. So,
what?
Yeah, I think there was a lot of miscommunication, I guess, between them, and then that bled through to then the sales side of things.
Well, at least you got some sort of sale out of it, not the one you wanted, but...
Not the one we wanted, but, you know, we got a sale out of it, and happy customer, and then hopefully someday they'll come back and buy a $100,000 diamond.
Yeah. The fiancé, soon-to-be fiancé, was the one who said there was a budget of $100,000?
Yeah.
I don't know how she gets that confused. She must not know his finances.
I know. I was like, that's a huge, like, miscommunication.
And you guys just played it off. You're like, all right, no problem. Or were you like, what the hell, man?
No, we were just like, okay, you know, it is what it is. And just played it off as a learning lesson. If somebody comes in and tells us that their budget is $100,000, who are we to be like, oh, are you sure about that? you know, and they put a deposit down to bring in the diamonds and everything, and then they turn around and they bought the lab because he was like, I can't afford that. I don't. Basically, and then the mother-in-law was like, oh, well, you know, you could, like, get her a lab now, and then eventually you could put that one in a travel ring and then just replace this one with a natural. And he goes, if you want her to have a natural so bad, then why don't you buy it for her?
Really?
Yeah, it was an interesting situation. But it's a learning lesson for all of us. I mean, and at the end of the day, our GP on labs is so much better, so it is what it is. We're not that upset about it.
No, I mean, it's just what happens. It's crazy. I mean, I have so many situations like that happen where I think I get a $90,000 to $80,000 sale, and they're like, yeah, good news is we sold a diamond, but not yours. They went lab ground, and, like, you know, it's just like, what the heck, but.
Yeah, so I have, like, well, and then I ended up having two shipped in because I have another vendor I have one that I ordered in, and I have another vendor that shipped one without telling me. I just love it when you guys do that. obviously, it wasn't you guys, but, yeah, so now I have $400 in shipping fees that I have to pay for this situation, so.
Yeah.
Is what it is. It's okay. Our sales associate got to pitch a 3.5-carat natural. It's a training.
Like you said, it's a training. It's a learning situation.
Yep. But, yeah, so that's how that went. I do have somebody coming through on the other line, though, so that I do have to pick up.
No, you're good. Go take it.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye.